May the Lord help us to commence our service with hymn number 64. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Hymn 64.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 14 and chapter 15. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and brake down the images, and cut down the groves, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest. And he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers, gates and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears out of Judah, 300,000, and out of Benjamin, where that bare shields and bows, 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor, and there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an host of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and came unto Mareshah. And Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephathah at Mareshah. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. And in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of the Lord came upon them. And they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. The great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. The nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for for your work shall be rewarded. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded, the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord, and gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon. They fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. They offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa cut down her idol and stamped it, burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect, means perfected, all his days. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to us and help us in prayer. O Lord, we do need thee at the throne of grace. We need that pardon for our sin and unworthiness in approaching, but we do seek hard unto thee. Lord, that thou wilt remember us in thy great mercy. May we be favoured, Lord, with thy presence. What a mercy that would be, a sweet little gathering up and a closer walk with God. Oh, we do feel to need it. We pray, Lord, that thou remember us as we gather once more and seek that the Lord may be with us. May that name be precious, which is above every name. May the Lord draw near. May our hearts burn within us. May we be able to go onwards by thy gracious help. We pray, Lord, that thou remember our company. And do hear us, Lord, as we come, feeling, O Lord, the need of thy help this evening, and thy blessing. And we do pray to be led of the Spirit. We do pray, Lord, that we may have something of the application of what we have read of the prophet with the word of the Lord. And we would be hearing what the King of Kings said. Using, we desire thy messengers in the Lord's message. We pray for this house of prayer. Again, we seek, Lord, thy rich blessing upon those that gather with their hearts made anew. And bring back prodigals too. And we seek, Lord, that thou to remember each one, each case. Those, Lord, that may have any temptations or things, Lord, that keep buffeting them, even in thy providences. But, Lord, we pray there may be that sweet lifting up and that looking unto Jesus. And, Lord, do remember each one. We pray for our brother and seek much that sweet comfort of God. Comfort ye, my people. Our Lord, we pray for thy rich blessing. And we seek, Lord, pray, a desire for everyone, that there may be, Lord, much done in that holy name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that there may be an establishing. Establish, strengthen, settle you. Lord, provide for them here, Lord, that ministry that is appointed for them. The Lord, to raise up an under-shepherd. We do pray, Lord, for our land, and seek that thou remember us, Lord, as we seem to ripen for thy judgment. Lord, we pray that thou be pleased to remember us still, and do hear us in the present things, and we fear, Lord, thy judgments are upon us. Stay thy hand. Have mercy. Remember us still. We seek, Lord, that thou remember those we bring to thee, Lord, that we hear of, that are in other places with such terrible persecutions by the power of Antichrist. What favours we have. We would remember those that are so deprived of those privileges we have. We do seek, Lord, that thou to remember us as we would be mindful of thy many mercies, thy goodness toward us. We desire, Lord, a soft heart about it. Lord, thy divine goodness, immortal and divine, bliss of endless day. Lord, it's the gospel, the truth of it, and we pray that it might be more sweetly known in my heart and each of us too. We pray, Lord, for each one, and hear the prayers and cries lifted up. Lord, we pray for a blessing on thy truth. Oh, we do pray for Zion still. Lord, we do need real things on a very solemn day. Yet, Lord, lift thy rod, we pray, and grant we may be finding grace in thy sight. And thou turn unto us. Remember us, Lord, in the desire of our heart for a day of reviving. Lord, we need it ourselves. But we do desire that thou come, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. We do need thee, Lord, to return, blessed Spirit of truth. How barren we are. And we pray that thou wilt come and help us now to seek that thou wilt be with us, and we might know it. We need the forgiveness of our sins and the witness of it with a little life and power. Remember, Lord, the younger ones too, and be with them. And bless the Sabbath school. We pray that thou hear us, Lord, for those that wait upon thee. Praying that thou grant a safe delivery for little one in thy great goodness. And we pray for each one that waits upon thee. You hear us now, Lord, seeking thou rend the heavens and come down where we are. A little sweet nearness of our God is what we need. A little sweet touch of thy love. But Lord, it's the edifying of thy troth that we seek for that help of God to worship thee aright, with some sweet knowledge of the Saviour. May your Father's love be known in that wonderful purpose of the giving of his Son. We want something from heaven. In the merits of the Saviour, may we plead it for sinners. And seek much, Lord, that thou wilt remember us as we come and appear before thee, but we want thee, Lord, to be with us now. We desire to thank thee for every mercy. We desire to acknowledge thee in all our ways. But Lord, do hasten. Remember us for good. Oh, and do help us in that right early. We ask thy sweet mercy upon us. Not with a great abundance of words, but Lord, it's the prodigal's prayer. And others too. We would seek, Lord, thy help. We ask all in that worthy, prevailing name. Couldn't be more lifted up. Or maybe know it now. In the name of Jesus, we ask for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 143. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Hymn 143.
by the help of God, we'll turn with you again to the second book of Chronicles, in chapter 14 and verse 13. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 14, from verse 11. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power, help us. O Lord, our God, let not man prevail against thee. This is a well-known verse, but what a blessing ever it's been recorded. The prayer of faith, the prayer that is recorded here by this godly king. His father lived, but only had 3 years or so. But he fought battles, but it does seem that he was not right. He was used of God with regard to Jeroboam and the conflicts that abounded. But friends, what a difference with this godly king. He was favoured to do what was right, but soon there was such a great host against him. And he set about seeking unto the Lord his God. No stranger to him. Fresh troubles. A great trouble that seemed to get right deep into his heart. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. It's the prayer, isn't it, here of a man that knew something of his God in heaven, as if he would earnestly seek the nearness of him for himself and for the inhabitants of Judah, of course. And what an excellent prayer it is, right at the end of the verse, let not man prevail against thee. What a sweet prayer that is. Prayer that those that are quickened by God's grace, they find it in themselves, that their old man might be subdued. We've sung of the cross, haven't we? That's what the truth of gospel is. Brought low and seeking unto the Lord, let not this man prevail, our old nature, but also it is a good prayer for Zion, exceedingly good prayer. Let not man prevail against thee, or that we might be able to lay hold upon it, friends, by the help of God, and find thus this help that Asa speaks of. And it is in God, isn't it, and not in man. Something wrong if we flee unto man or are left in some terrible delusion of the fitness of man and his goodness. Let's look at it here. Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said unto him, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Exceedingly good prayer for those that have to seek the Lord in their trouble. Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. In the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Friends, it's my belief, I stand upon it, when the Lord grants a new birth, all of grace, wondrous grace, really. Ever he should call all sinners to his footstool. Just as we have it here. The Lord begins, behold, he prayeth. When there is that upward lifting of an eye, when none but God is near, it's by the Spirit. It's my belief, friends, there's a warrant given in God's most holy word to say, hard unto thee, Lord our God, the Lord grant the application. That's the vital manner of faith, friends. It's in our text, isn't it? Lord, is nothing with thee to help. Spirit of it. Not just saying words, is it? It's that great matter, the need of God himself. And when the Lord begins, we shall need a saviour, but perhaps by due degrees. Here a little and there a little. Down we have to come. But do we learn this prayer? By God's sweet spirit, have to keep going to him. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, day by day. Morning by morning, perhaps, especially. Certainly at the evening, we have to acknowledge that we need forgiveness. I do believe the Lord teaches us that. But it's this spirit of prayer, friends, this great matter here that seems to speak of the witness of God's Spirit by the gift of faith. Lord, is there nothing with thee to help? Now the warrant is this, we might speak very carefully about it. Not anything good in the creature, but it's faith's sweet work, isn't it? It says in another way, another place, going forth unto him without the camp. That's faith. As much as it is here, without the camp, bearing his reproach. Vital truths, friends. It's not just saying, well, if the Lord comes, I'll be blessed, and if I get to heaven, it will be a wonderful thing. It's the life of faith and the exercise of prayer as God may bring us to him, and there'll be a knowledge of sin. There'll be a certain lowness of spirit. A certain coming to the Lord in the way that is right. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. The sweet spirit of faith in the life that God gives, to approach unto the Lord fervently, earnestly. That's the life, isn't it, that's here. He had to turn unto the Lord, his God. Now, I'm not speaking as if there's something residual in man, but friends, it's the nature of the new birth and the humble lifting up of our hearts. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. Very sweet words they are. We might think of the hand of God upon Asa and the people and so on. It wasn't his purging of the land, although good, it was a need of God to arise for him, whatever he'd done. Ever was appointed to him to cleanse the land. Would to God we might know something of it in our poor, sinful land, but I don't get far beyond my own need. Friends, we need this turning, don't we, unto the Lord with that purpose of heart, it is nothing with thee. And a certain knowledge of the greatness of the one to whom we approach. That will keep us low. I am that I am, we read. Yet he will hear the prayer of the destitute, not despise their prayer. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. It's that sweet way in which God deals with sinners. He draws their hearts upwards, perhaps in troubles. Perhaps in such a way as Asa seems to cry, has never had been in such trouble before. It is nothing with thee to help. Help me, said the dear woman, didn't she? Matthew 15, isn't it? How many times we have to seek the Lord like that. Lord, help me. But what is on my mind here is the way in which the dear man was able to prevail. Yet he couldn't feel it. He couldn't say how good I am. But oh, the way in which the Lord drew his heart upward, friends. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. Whatever it is, the Lord grant a little of that sweet help that Asa knew. But it was what he needed to be increased toward him. It's nothing with thee. There was a need of God, wasn't there? Perhaps there's some of you like that. Spirit never leads a man to say how good I am, but leads the soul another way, to Jesus and his blood. But oh, it needs a hallowed heart, doesn't it? It needs a certain reverence. If ever we approach the Lord aright, it will be with that spirit of confession that we're nothing. But everything with him, nothing with thee to help. Think of it regarding those like Asa, that are thus so coming before the Lord in a fresh, great trouble. No matter what works he had, there was a need of the Lord his God most earnestly. Fervently is another word, isn't it? Now, friends, I want to say that there's something God works in these hearts he renews, and that is a knowledge of the greatness, of the great I am. But sometimes, in the sovereignty of God, it may be over many months and years, but sure enough, if ever my poor soul be saved, is Christ must be the way, and it's being led in a way that is contrary to what we may think. It's the way God chooses, sometimes with providences, as we might notice here, bring us to our wits' end. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, as if this great God could yet appear, but such a looking upward, such a earnest desire for the Lord's appearing, for his blessing to be known. Oh, that thou hast blessed me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and keep me from sin, it may not grieve me with dear Jabez. Now, it does seem to me, there's something else that attends my mind here and come into our text. Another part of the word my spirit has been directed to it. But I want to speak from our text, but it does seem there's something else. Dear Jacob, if God will be with me in this way that I go, he will keep me. And bring me again into my father's house, so on. The Lord will be my God in the same sentiment. Nothing with thee to help. We're not changing our text, but friends, I'm a poor man, and that the Lord impressed my mind with that word, nothing with thee to help, in the context of that truth. If the Lord will be with me, it means as it may please him, as it may please the Lord to grant deliverance or help or some particular renewing of faith. The sentiment is very deep. It is nothing with thee. that's the right approach unto the Lord our God, that we do not set up man's goodness at all, but it's the going out from the recesses of the heart sometimes and exercises of heart, this sore travail that God given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. Perhaps the things that keep you awake, or as soon as you wake, you can't get back to sleep again. And these things press on your mind. And then some of it is this. It's nothing with thee to help, Lord. Whatever hour of the day or night. Sometimes there are things that God may bring, and they are appointed to bring us low before our God. And I believe it is the way in which God will answer. There will be a certain crying unto the Lord, as we have it here. A certain looking unto Jesus. If so be there may be hope. If so be the Lord might soon appear, he might soon attend to the humble cries or the longing desires or that particular trouble that has come, that you desire to roll it upon the Lord. But what need of help of God there is. Now this is the beginning of the way of the Lord, isn't it, to bring us rightly before him. And then who can tell what God may do? With your Asa, and for each one of those that are given the Spirit of God in some humble way, we've walked in a few things. How needful is help. Without it we sink, with Peter beginning to sink. Left for a moment, we are brought low, aren't we, because of the power of unbelief. But it is nothing with thee to help. It's a sweet antidote for that despair, or near despair. It's what the Lord will say and do, but there's a cry about it. It is nothing with thee to help. Oh, friends, I would lay hold upon it in the words here. Whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God. Maybe things in providence too that are contrary, like the Sea of Galilee and so on, the waves and the billows, and it seems as if the Lord doesn't hearken, doesn't seem to attend, and we seem to be oblivious to it. No, friends. Soon he arose. And I like that account in Mark where they were so full of trouble, the disciples. And Jesus drew near. And friends, immediately they were at the other side. Now that's truth in the gospel, isn't it? A little nearness of God makes all things new. I would say, wonderful thing it is when the Lord appears. Be still and know that I am God, not only the hearts of God's people, they need it, but he can still the tempest and bring you right through. Nothing with thee to help. And then I want to notice it a little closer in the gospel. We're with many or with them that have no power. When our poor hearts would be thinking that, have we got enough? Friends, what we need is that faith to look up and see everything in our sufficiency, which is above, the Lord bring it near. But our sufficiency is of God. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, and it's this particular matter here that attends my mind. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. Another application. This God-given living faith, especially in the going out unto him. Doesn't mean it's very easy. It's one of the hardest things to go out without the camp, with his reproaches, or the things that attend those that truly seek the misrepresentations, things they have to walk in. Mind them not. It is nothing with thee to help. With many, or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. Well, that's another sweet application to this faith. You know, it's not without a rest, is it? And that's in Christ. We need the Lord to bring it near. And to grant a little sweet resting. I believe it's in the truth of God as it's made known. Perhaps in the sweet word, the preaching of the gospel. To God we might know it more, and know the fruits of it more. It's resting. Resting on nothing else, is it, but the sufficiency of the Lord with dear Asa. Is thy God able? Well, faith says he surely is, for we rest on thee. And yet there are many, many fears, and many trials and tribulations. Well, we can say that quickly, can't we? But it's going on day by day, isn't it? But faith's sweet work, by the blessing of God's grace and the appearing of the Lord and the moving of our hearts toward him, and the strength he imparts causes us to rest only upon the Lord our God. Can't rest anywhere else, can you? No resting in an arm of flesh. Our poor hearts, friends, are very bad. Doesn't like resting. Be still. Know that I am God. It's that sweet work of God's Spirit to calm the tempestuous motions of the sea and the trials belonging to it, and to rest in his word. It is I. Be not afraid. It's what the Lord will take up for his people, isn't it? And arise, even though he seemed to be asleep on the pillow, that means of the vessel, really. If we rest on thee. Now it needs the Lord, doesn't it? But this truth here belongs to those that know something. They cannot rest in themselves, nor in their goodness. And they cannot rest without that sweet application of the dove returning unto its rest, unto the ark of God's grace in the type of it. And it was weary, couldn't rest, couldn't find a place. And Noah stretched forth his hand, took her and pulled her in unto him. You know the account, but it's the rest, isn't it? So sweetly made known in the gospel. It's when the Lord appears with a little of that rest which is belonging to speak very, very reverently, Calvary, there's rest there. There is. Rest for weary souls there. Rest for guilty souls in all their guilt and all their unbelief too. It's not in anything short but the omnipotence of God, but it's in the lowly, sacred person of the dear Redeemer going from Gethsemane to Gabbatha and then to Calvary for the rest. He imparts to these guilty souls this good rest in the finished work of Christ. And when that's put, and what can Paul or sinners say once they get a view? And here the best spirit say, all this was done for you. Oh, but there's a conflict, isn't there? I like the accounts where the dying thief, he knew the rest, didn't he? Although so much like the other one, the other thief, but there was that moving of his heart upward to the Lord, to Calvary, to the glorious person of the dear Redeemer. Now that rest is appointed by the Father in the wonders is love. God, friends, had a people from all eternity, no matter what men say about it. They're called the election of grace. And they're such as God will bring. Why? Because they're given to Christ from all eternity. Try to notice it. And the dear Redeemer took that charge. I charge thee, we read of it in the word, but in a more noble sense. He took, I think it's a rebel herd, it says in the hymn writer, doesn't he? Enmity, enemies by nature. We'll not have this man to reign over us, and we'll not have him to put on us either. That's a solemn place to be. How different. And the Lord subdues the heart by his grace. Now, it's this particular giving of the Church of God unto the dear Redeemer in the wonders of God's grace. What for? For the rest or the salvation of the souls of his people and his glory. Ever he should appoint a rest. There is remaineth therefore a rest, the people of God. And it's in Christ Jesus, it's resting in his love. And the love of the Father, and I speak very carefully, it's the wonders, isn't it, that ever the Lord should appoint a Saviour and a great one. And that's where you may you want the increase, perhaps, but it's good, friends, if you get a little rest under the gospel. Say, well, it's been a good day. The rest of my soul in all the troubles, like dear Asa. And the Lord comes and takes the heart and draws it out to the Lord with it is nothing with thee to help by living faith. Beholding the glorious person of the Lord Jesus, who is so able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him and through him too. Now this word seems to attend my thoughts, whatever it is this evening. Nothing with thee to help, whether with many. Don't look at the many, friends. Or with them that have no power. It's the Lord, isn't it? Kingdoms and men will vanish soon then. we've known something of it. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. So it strikes my mind there's something here of a moving onwards, pressing on, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's a high calling. It's that particular leading of God's sweet spirit in the purposes of Jehovah. It's nothing with thee to help. Lord, help me. It's that calling upon the Lord with that a desire for the Lord to help, to rest, and that doesn't mean to be still so much as pressing onwards. It does mean rest in a gospel sense, doesn't it? All is well if Christ be mine. A wonderful thing if we can rest upon the Lord in the midst of our troubles, even providentially, and feel, well, the Lord will appear. Sometimes we have to go to the Lord in our little things. Well, they're small compared to eternal things, but they might press. Friends, I'm very simple in my poor understanding, but we can bring everything to him. I mean reverently. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. There's this trouble. There's this thing I can't manage. I don't know what to do with Jehoshaphat. Don't know how to think aright. I cannot think one thought aright. Unless thy spirit guide. It's that great emptiness that's felt. Well, the dear prodigal, friends, he felt much of that, didn't he? In wants and going at length to his father. And while he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. How it renewed him. It was his father's house he wanted then. And the husky part wasn't any good for him, was it? In the parable. Now this dear prodigal, he rested upon the strength of the father and his father's house. There is bread enough there. That I will arise and go to my father. Say, I've sinned. And that's the essence of our word in a spiritual sense. It's resting upon what the Lord is, but to know it more fully, more completely, and more certainly. And it's pressing on, isn't it? Now that's what the Lord gives to his people. Let the world go on, and so have we done. But now, you want the Lord to come, perhaps in some particular matter, to guide you right, to bring you through. And this really speaks of moving onwards. Not in a carnal way, but it's faith's sweet work, isn't it? To go unto him, as I've said, without the camp, or to venture on from year to year. A little sweet leaning with the bride of Christ. Coming up from the wilderness, leaning, resting. Leaning upon her beloved. Friends, it's contrary to old nature, isn't it? But it's the sweet work of faith to be resting. Needs the Lord, doesn't it? You can't rest on anything else. Certainly not our own goodness or our own merit. But it's this simple leaning, resting, or going again for this rest, resting, if so be, the Lord may graciously come. And it's pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. We don't want to repeat ourselves. Now that's what's on my mind here. If God will be with me. And so on. It's this looking upward, resting. Now, faith's sweet work is to rest upon the finished work of Christ. It needs the Lord to grant that help, but there's a certain dependence. I hold dependence on me fix, venture to be naught. I don't know, something coming on my mind. Some venturing, something. I'm a very poor man. But, friends, there's a particular time of waiting until the Lord may appear. But it's not without that earnest desire. Lord, come quickly. Bring me through. It was with me in the ministry. I said I wouldn't mind what the Lord brought if he would clear this great matter up in my poor mind and heart. I didn't know what I was praying for. In Tunbridge Wells Common. The Lord answered. Took my nearest and dearest to himself. I need to learn a few things. My sweetest times have been when brought so low in spirit, and yet to be maintained and to go on, but leaning harder. And to, I don't want to speak of myself, it's this particular sweet grace of faith. It goes out and it trusts with Asa and rests upon the finished work of Christ. And that is a good day, isn't it, when we can rest upon him until he appears. And you know, well, but we think it'll be tomorrow, but it may not be. Maybe next year or year after or so on. It's walking out something until the Lord appears. If the Lord gives a word, you'll have to rest upon the veracity of it, the giver of it. And that's what it means going up to the house of God for a little token. A little sweet renewing. Or was it delusion? Satan comes in and he may sorely try God's people with terrible things, and their hearts are bad enough to receive what is so God-defying by nature. But then there's a time you might be able to leave it with the Lord. And cast all your care upon him. And this rest in here seems to speak to me of something that is being tried, and something that is being proved, dear Asa, until the Lord appears. He was outnumbered, wasn't he? But the Lord appeared. We go against this multitude. Ever it is. Maybe our guilty fears. But it may be something, the cause that's too hard for you. Bring it unto me. I will hear it. Greater than Moses, isn't there? Some of us have to lean upon the Lord for things that seem absolutely intractable. We can't see how it can come to pass. And there's a little hope that God will appear. Dear Asa, there's nothing with thee to help. Oh, friends, I believe these things belong to the Lord and his people. And the world continues as long as the Lord has a people that are going unto him, resting upon him too. It won't always go round, you know. But the Lord will fulfill his grand designs. These trophies of his grace must be brought right through, and they will obtain that rest that belongs to the people of God. It's in covenant. It's in the person of Emmanuel. Now, why is it so? Because the Lord rose triumphant. He rose from the dead in the sweet truth of it, that he might bring these dead souls to God by the renewing and by his righteousness and the power of his resurrection, power of it. Bring these characters right through. Ye belong to Christ. No, it's this bringing, friends, that rest in until the Lord perfects his will, his purposes. They write them fast, not fast enough for our poor hearts. We have to learn differently. It's this resting until the Lord puts his hand to it. Man may say, well, you're deluded. You can't see. The evidence is strong enough. No, friends. Best to take it to the Lord. Pour out your heart before him. And to rest upon his unchanging love. Would to God that we might know it more inside. I must leave my thoughts there quite a bit, but help us, O Lord our God. It's the only way to go. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. Do we really? Oh, nature, you know, it likes to be something, or likes many things. This resting belongs to the tried church of God that need wisdom from on high. Need the Lord to take up their great concerns and bring matters through to his glory. And there's much, friends, that needs. We need much wisdom and grace. I know things have to be handled. But it will be in the spirit of Asa. Nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go where? Well, it's in the way, isn't it? His purpose. It's in the truth, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's in the straight and narrow way. It's in that way in which the church has trod down from Adam's day to this. Can't make it any different at all. But there is a certain aspect of it, of hearkening to his voice, the inward voice. I've known it in the point into the ministry. Very tried about it so often. But there's a particular resting. Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. A certain application here to the Lord that holds the helm and guides the ship. We rest on thee. Skillful as a pilot. Sits at the helm. Oh, may the Lord return. But may he lead onwards. May the Lord perfect that which concerneth me. And it won't be as a schoolboy learns his task. I'll just use the language of the hymn. But it'll be the way that he chooses. And he led them forth by the right way. They might go to a city of habitation. They all declare I nothing am. My all is bound up in the Lamb. My all is nothing worth. Not so easy as resting upon him. Be still. Wait my soul upon the Lord. Now, a little closer. We rest on thee, and in thy name we go. It's that sweet name. Above every name. Is it so with you? So there's no name like that for me now. Once took it in vain. I speak so solemnly, really. But now, you don't like to hear it taken in vain, do you? You hate the thoughts that may arise. You would love that name, count it the most wonderful name ever you can plead at the throne of grace. Ever you might be able to seek for more help to love him more, that I might love him more. His beauty's trace, his majesty adore, majesty, Zion's king. And that sweet aspect is of him going, taking them to the mount and then being lifted up. And friends, when he entered heaven, the whole of the election of grace entered too. And the counsels of Jehovah that he should be the peace. But the church of God have to walk out their little lot. They have to endure the cross, despising the shame. I speak very carefully. It's that taking hold. I've been impressed recently at the prayer meeting of Moses when his rod was made a serpent. And he was commanded to take it by the tail. What a thing. And friends, it became a rod in his hand. You see, my point is this. He had to do what God commanded, and soon it was made straight. He and Aaron, he was older, wasn't he? He was also a slave in Egypt. But solemnly he fell, but he was a good man, regarding the earrings and the worshipping at the foot of the mount. But, friends, the Lord appointed a more noble one than Moses or Aaron. It was Joshua in the sweet type of the Lord Jesus. We've got heavenly Joshua. Ah, we rest on thee. We'll hear what he says. We desire more grace. And there's that following on to know the Lord. But they wanted to go back. They didn't really want the pilgrimage. And yet God dealt with them in mercy. What a truth that is, isn't it? Wherever we be, if it wasn't all of God's grace. From first to last, we rest on thee, in thy name we go. And that really belongs to those that are brought to hear his voice. No voice like that, is it? Formalism is no good, friends. Doesn't matter how it's dressed up. No good. We need to be found in the sweet merits of Christ by faith, who is the way to God. The truth of it is this, there's no other way. And he leads on, you know. And he'll not give his glory to another. It's that dependence or that believing in the certain truth of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. And it belongs to his commandments too. And we rest on thee in thy name. Does it mean something this evening? We rest on thee. In thy name we go. Well, it's that walking out the path of obedience. No matter what men say about it. It's in my Bible. It's this leaning upon the Lord, isn't it? Because of love to him and his commandments, his word, his truth. It's in your heart. Can't walk contrary to it without the pricking and the correcting. These are old truths, aren't they, today? In thy name we go alone. A few things knocked out, you know, of the Lord's people until they say, his track I see and I'll pursue, the narrow way. In my view, it doesn't suit old nature. But God has got a command to fulfill. Nature untoward would shun. Love gives to compliance the will and causes the deed to be done. It's love, isn't it? His love first. He begets it. And there's that, well, the hymn sums it up. This is the way I long have sought. The more because I found it not. My grief, my burden long has been. Because I could not cease from sin. Then will I tell to sinners round. What a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to thy redeeming blood. And say, behold the way to God. Friends, what a depth of truth. I want to gather up my thoughts in the last few words here. Let not man prevail. There's not a better prayer for us here below. Let not man prevail. Our old nature. Also, it's the Lord's deliverance. His appearing. I've often thought lately of Pharaoh. That he appeared to be softened and his heart was hardened. And God said he would harden his heart. I'm sure, he said. Pharaoh would harden his heart. Oh, what a thing to walk in. Didn't make any difference, did it? God soon delivered them. Oh, to be brought to be like clay in his hand. And poor Moses and Aaron, of course, they wondered where the scene would end. Well, God appeared. We rest on thee. In thy name we go. And God brought judgment unto victory. Soon the sea was open, wasn't it? And they went over. God was with them. Their rest was in the rest to come, wasn't it? Literally so, how much more spiritually? If we rest on thee, in thy name we go, may it be a word that God may send. Well, the Lord only knows the purposes of the text here. We go against this multitude, O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail. I must leave a few thoughts. May the Lord forgive all amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Timothy Parrish will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Robert Field on Friday evening next week. Our closing hymn is 938. When thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Hymn 938.
Thank you.
O Lord, to take us to our homes with little peace and in thy safety, and bring us through. Fulfill thy word and promise. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit with you all. Amen.